There had been no real joy then, however, as there was no real joy now. Jake kept thinking of the hole Ted Brodigan's gentle fingers had exposed. That hole filled with red jelly. Roland put an arm around Shimi's shoulders, squeezed him, gave him a kiss. Shimi smiled, delighted.
"I'll come with you, Roland. Will you have me, dear?"
"Not this time," Roland said.
"Why are you crying?" Shimi asked.
Jake had seen the happiness draining from Shimi's face being replaced with worry. Meanwhile, more breakers were returning to Main Street, milling around in little groups. Jake had seen consternation in the expressions they directed toward the gunslinger and a certain dazed curiosity, and in some cases, clear dislike, hate almost. He had seen no gratitude, not so much as a speck of gratitude, and for that, he'd hated them. "My friend is hurt," Roland had said. "I cry for him, Shimi, and for his wife, who is my friend. Will you go to Ted and Cy Dinky and try to soothe her, should she ask to be soothed?"
"If you want, I. Anything for you."
"Thank you, Cy, son of Stanley. And help if they move my friend."
"Your friend Eddie, him who lays hurt."
"Aye, his name is Eddie, you say true. Will you help Eddie?"
"Aye."
"And there's something else."
"Aye?"
Shimi asked, then seemed to remember something.
"I help you go away, travel far, you and your friends. Ted told me. Make a hole, he said, like you did for me. Only they brought him back. The bad uns.